Okay, I would like to talk about the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus here in the Mishnah, and to impress on you the depth of the Machlokes and the difficulty in Halacha. I guess I'll be magdim that somebody asked me this week if he's allowed. He's a broker, a real estate broker. Actually, the rav of the real estate broker called me. There's a church that's no longer a church. It's out of customers. And they want to sell, and the broker asked if he can be the broker for the sale of the church. That was the case that came my way just this week. The case that Ramesh is talking about is someone was asked to be an architect to draw building plans for a church, and the question is whether that's mutter or not. Now, to discuss it, as Ramesh says, it's telling the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the question of whether the Rambam holds like Rashi or Tosfos. So I'd like to just give a sort of a hekif of a biur and to make the point of where the difficulty is. In halacha, and this halacha is found mostly by Dvarim Shebekdusha, there's something called the Tashmish of Kedusha and a Tashmish Ditashmish. In other words, a Tashmish of Kedusha is something that's used in a way that touches the Dvarim Shebekdusha. Let's say the boxes you put on your tefillin. Those boxes are not Kaddish themselves. They're a tashmish. They're the first layer of tashmish around the tefillin. And therefore, those tefillin boxes have Kedusha. They have to go into Sheamus. If you have a bag around the boxes of the tefillin, so the pashtus would be that that's a tashmish ditashmish and does not have Kedusha. In the case of the bags, there happens to be a secondary issue. Machlokes if the ritzuis themselves are gufa kedusha, so therefore we're machmir with the bag because it's the first layer to the bag. But my point is to illustrate: one layer is a tashmish, the second is a tashmish. Now, people have mezuzahs usually wrapped in saran wrap or wax paper that has to go into Sheamus. The mezuzah case around it, pashtus, does not have to go into Sheamus because the mezuzah case around it is a secondary tashmish. That's the rule of tashmish and tashmish to tashmish. Doesn't matter. If it's a second layer tashmish, then... No. If it's... the gabi tashmish, no. The gabi coverings, it could be different. But the gabi tashmish... it's basically one layer, second layer. That's the rule. I mean the bima and the glass. Okay, it's a little, the din of the bima. The Gemara says is that the bima is the tashmish to tashmish, and this cloth or in the glass, perhaps that this is the tashmish. It says if someone gets an aliyah and he has to lean on it, he should roll up. He should roll this up and lean on the beam itself rather than on the on this velvet. I remember in yeshiva, there was a time where everyone kept their hats on the beam in the middle of the Beis Medrash, and Rav Pah made them stop. He said that this has a din of a tashmish kedusha, and you're not allowed to keep stamped things on top of it. The table that you put your svarim on, if it's used... also, if you have something that's used for both, then it's not a... it's used also for Dvarim Shachayel and for Dvarim people. It's made for both. It's made to put your hat and jacket on. It's made to put your cup of soda on. And it's made for that. It's not designated for Kedusha.
Why our parents would never let us put a hat or a jacket or anything on a table? You could never put anything.
That I don't know. It's I can't answer it. There's nothing to do. Yeah, people wouldn't put where they eat. They wouldn't put nothing on it. The what? Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah paskens is that this cardboard is a tashmish. The hardcover svarim have a cardboard layer around it. The chidah mesupik if it has a din of a tashmish or the sefer itself. The Mishnah Berurah's psak is that this is a tashmish, and that's important because that's why a bookcase is a tashmish to tashmish. If you would hold that the sefer goes in the bookcase, it would make the whole bookcase a Tashmish Kedusha would have to go into Sheamus when you finish with it. Mishnebura's psak is that at least the hardcover Svarim, that the, what he calls the Dafim in front of the Sefer, are made to protect the Sefer, and therefore they're Tashmish, and the bookcase that is a Tashmish, the Tashmish, which doesn't have Kedusha.
But a lot of times
what?
I
can't even. Yeah, the Aron Kodesh is called a Tashmish of Kedusha. Svasema says, why? He says, because really there's a velvet around the Sefer Torah. So he says, that's a chayim, touch it. And that's a chayim, I consider part of the Sefer Torah. And it's true, Simcha is saying that they are paperback svarim, maybe the paperback svarim are different, or old rip svarim, okay. But I guess since the bookcases are made mainly for this, just like if a table's made for drinks and for a sefer, it doesn't get kedusha. The bookcase is made mostly for a hardcover svarim. Occasionally, you have soft cover svarim, so it doesn't. It's a legality. It's a loophole. Now what? Look, they consider the Asichayim, since it's sewn to the Sefer Torah, to be part of the Sefer Torah, not a Tashmish.
Okay.
It is tied to it, and Afal Pikein, Mishnah Berurah says it's that way. The Asichayim are functional. This is just to protect, and that's why, since it's made to protect. I want to get to Dinei Avodah Zarah.
You're not allowed to lean on the Bima? Like
we made it tonight. When this shul opened, we made it tonight. Behedya, the first time it opened, that we're not giving Kedusha to it, and you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to make it Tanai, and we made it Tanai, so we did when the shul opened. What? Made it Tanai, but I have a Pharisee in front of everybody, and therefore it doesn't have a problem. Now, getting to Dinei Avodah Zarah. So here it gets complicated. In the case we're talking about, the case that we're going to discuss today is the church building. The church building. What it says basically, the way Rashi learns the Mishnah, is that you're allowed to build, if you're a contractor, you're allowed to build, the way Rashi learns, you're allowed to build the whole thing. You can build the church, you can build the altar on which they bring their karbanis, they bring their animals. The only thing you can't build is the stand for the idol. The stand for the idol or for the cross or whatever it is, that you can't build. Everything else you could. What? Okay, let's talk about idols now. We'll worry about Shesi Erev a different time. And that's the way Rashi learns that you're allowed to build the bimusois, which Rashi says even the altar on which they bring karbanis, higia l'kipa. If you come to the stand or the stage, maybe the by this kechavim on which Avodah Zarah is put, that's awesome. Why? So Rashi talks in terms of Tashmish and Tashmish and Tashmish. He says what holds the Avodah Zarah is the Tashmish. The altar, which is used for the animal, which is used for the Avodah Zarah, is a second level, and it's the Tashmish to Tashmish. That's how Rashi learns, and Taisus is very unhappy with it. In Shulchan Aruch, the Taz paskens like Taisus. The Taz says you don't understand the whole perek. You're not even allowed to sell white chickens to them, and here you're going to tell me you're allowed to build the whole base of a desire. So Taisus says Gaira is different. We're not talking about a church. We're talking about a base hamerchitz. In the base hamerchitz, they have a little reminder of the idol, and then that's the case. So we have here basically a machlokes Rashi and Taisus, which appears to be a machlokes. The Beis Yosef against the Taz. Rav Moshe argues the Beis Yosef and the Shach against the Taz. If you're allowed to be a contractor, to build the church. Now Rav Moshe says, Mechur Adavar, it's not a Yiddish Parnasa to build churches. He says people shouldn't do it unless he'll lose his whole job for it. He shouldn't build churches. But what about being an architect for the building of a church? So Rav Moshe says, to be an architect for building a church, it's also not a nice thing to do, but a pi halacha, it's mutar. Now here's where it gets confusing to me. So Rav Moshe is saying this. He's saying that the building of the Avodah Zarah, whether that is something that has Yisuri Anah, is the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, and that most Paiskim, the Mechaber and the Shach and the Tor, hold like Rashi that it's permitted. The Taz holds it's Asur, and he deals with the Gra. The Gra holds somewhere in between, and he says Shura Sadin it's permitted. Maisa, it's Mechura Davar. He says if you lose your job, you work for a company. If you don't do the, if you don't do this, do you lose your job? Then he says go and do it. Right, that's the true. Now here's where it gets tricky. The klal of this Masechta, that's going to come up, this perek deals mostly with Lifnei, it's going to come up later in the Masechta, is that by Avodah Zarah, you have four categories that are on. And this we mention every time we talk about the Yisurei Avodah Zarah, the Guf Avodah Zarah is also Bahanah, which is the idol itself, the Takruvis, something that's a sacrifice that Avodah Zarah is also, Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, something that's used, I don't know, maybe they have a dusting thing that they dust off the face of the Avodah Zarah, so that's Aser. And Noy Avodah Zarah, a decoration of the Avodah Zarah is Aser. Now, it was always my understanding that a church building is Noy Avodah Zarah. I'm not talking about the other buildings where they teach or a building they do other things. I'm talking about the sanctuary, the temple, where they actually do the Avodah Zarah. The building, which is made to look nice, is Noy Avodah Zarah. As such, a Noy Avodah Zarah, to beautify an Avodah Zarah, should have Yisurei Hanah in and of itself, a building of an Avodah Zarah.
They don't bow down when they walk by a church.
Right, so it's only something to beautify the Avodah Zarah. They bow to their Avodah Zarah.
Inside.
But this is made to beautify it, and it should be Asur. I, our Sugya, no problem. Our Gemara is talking before it was ever used. We're talking about building it. You're building it, it's not Asur B'Hanah yet, it will be Noy Avodah Zarah later. You're building it, later you'll stick in the Avodah Zarah. This is how I would learn the Gemara. That really a building, once it's used for Avodah Zarah, it's Asur B'Hanah. Somebody wants to be a broker, somebody wants to have some benefit from it after it's built. My understanding is that it's Asur, it's Noy Avodah Zarah. You're building it. When you're building it, it's not Noy yet. It will be you. Become Noy Avodah Zarah. But right now, you're just building it. That would be my understanding. However, it's interesting that Ramesha talks about this machlaikis, about building a church building, which is the way Ramesha learns the machlaikis Rashi and Taisris. Maybe not only Ramesha, Pashup Shat in the machlaikis. He says that the Tzad Pula is that the building is not made for the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah doesn't care if the people would daven an outdoor, would pray or bow to it outdoors. The building is made for the people to protect them from the rain, protect them from the heat. So Ramesha writes here in the second paragraph, this Lashon, that he says, Beis Tifla, church, Shirak Mispalin Sham, Shazeh Efshalahem Gambalay Abinyan. They could pray to the Avodah Zarah without a building. Sheninsa Shabinyan Hurak Lahanasam, Shiulahem Lamaksim Mizeramu Mimotar. It's only made to protect them from the elements, Litzel Machairev and a shade from the sun. Nirsa Gam Beis Tifla, Hurak Kitraklin, Shakasav Aramam, Lashita Sahagra, that it's Mutter. So this part of the Tshuva Nigras Moshe is what strikes me. Again, the Moshe is talking about building a church, our Gemara. He says Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. And the Machlaikis Rashi talks about Tashrish to Tashrish. What's the issue? Why isn't the building directly servicing the Avodah Zarah? He says because the Avodah Zarah doesn't need a building. The people need the building because they don't want to be hot. That's the way Moshe looks at the building according to the Mekilim. According to Rashi. And that part is the part that surprises me. A church is built to be a Noi. I would learn the Sugya. It's not yet a Noi. I would have understood Ramesh's Psak, an architect and a builder are mutter. But a broker afterwards is worse. Then it's already a Noi Avodah Zarah. But the way Ramesh explains it, that the building is just for the people, it's not for Avodah Zarah. According to Ramesh explains that it should be mutter for this person to be a broker as well. Right.
So it's only the people that need.
Yeah, the statue doesn't need anything. When they dust the statue doesn't care if it's dusted. but it's still servicing the Avodah Zarah. Something that services the Avodah Zarah, Tashrishi Avodah Zarah, is Asabahana.
But what you didn't do it yet. In other words, you're building this mantle to put the Avodah Zarah on it, right?
Right.
So it's not an Avodah Zarah holder yet, so it should be mutter also.
You're right. And it's still also. You know how to build a Tashrish, even though you didn't do it yet.
Yeah. Yeah,
the same thing with beauty, no, you also.
The roof is finished, the roof is a cross, it's also a
by then,
it's a cross in the top.
It's a
well, a cross that's a reminder is not an Avodah Zarah. It's just a beautified. The only thing is Avodah Zarah is something they bow to, they pray to, etc. Okay, then it's Avodah Zarah. Anyway, this is the Nakuda that leaves me unsettled. But the main issue, which is that it's a machlekes rishayim and a machlekes hapaiskim, is this issue of Rashi's kula, that only something directly being mishamish and avodah zarah is something that's asa bahana, not something else. I don't know if it's nice to compare it, but if you talk about lahavdol, if a shul is a tashmish kedusha, say the same thing. God doesn't need a shul; we just need a shul. It shouldn't rain on us, and it shouldn't be hot on us. I understand the goof of the shul is also it's a binyan shel kedusha. So what? It's a mitzvah ma'at. It's a mitzvah ma'at. It's a mitzvah in itself. God does command it. God commands us to have it. So all right. So I don't know. Maybe it's different because it's a mitzvah. I don't know. This nekuda leaves me very unsettled. This idea, why Ramashin, the whole Shuvah doesn't talk a word about Noyavai Dezara, he only talks about this issue of Tashmish, Tashmish, and Tashmish, I don't know. All right? See, if you want to make the chilek, I'll be happy. They didn't do it yet. And then, to be a broker is worse, it's already done. But Ramashin's explanation doesn't seem to go with that. Okay, anyway, this is the point of confusion. Good Shabbos, everybody.